Blog Talk Radio.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You. Yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord. Say, I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey, I will wait.
Feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, Just begin to thank God. Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Your scripture for this morning is 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Donnell Douglas, along with co-pastor Kashima Douglas. We are the host at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, we're just excited to have you guys along with us on this morning, to have you guys come along and share your first fruit, as always, with us on this wonderful day after Thanksgiving. I hope that everyone is found well on today. I hope that your Thanksgiving was fantastic. We hope that you enjoyed each other and you were safe. Amen. And you were safe. We want to make sure that we go into affectional, fervent prayer before we go any further. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the activities of our limbs. God, we thank you for the time that you allowed us to share, God, on today. And God, we thank you for allowing us to share with family and with friends on yesterday. God, we thank you for, God, your hand of mercy and your hand of grace. God, it is on our life, and we glorify you and we magnify you today. God, we give your name praise, glory, honor, and dominion and power. Father, we thank you in advance for all that you do. God, we thank you for covering, keeping, protecting, and watching over us, God. God, as you had your hand of mercy and your hand of grace on our life, God, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we edify you. God, we thank you. God, as we go into the broadcast today, we hope something is said, done. Maybe a song is prayed. Maybe a word is taught, God. Maybe there is something, God, that could be spoke today, God, that would give those that are under the sound of our voice strength on today. God, we pray that you would stop the noise and pestilence, God. God, silence the chaos in their minds. God, and remove anything that is on their hearts, God, that is keeping them from being in your presence on today. God, and for that, we give your name praise, glory, honor, dominion, and power. And we glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus as our prayer. Amen and amen. Let us acknowledge those countries that are listening in on this morning. We thank you guys so much for partnering with us every morning as you do, coming alongside of us to join in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you guys so much for that. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Kenya. We have Nigeria. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia, we have China, and we have Hong Kong. Thank you guys so much, as always. And know that you guys know, those of you all that are fighting the good fight of faith over in those other countries preaching the gospel, know that we are praying consistently and constantly for you. Know that our prayers are turned toward heaven on your behalf, praying that the Lord will continue to keep, watch, protect, and put his hands of mercy and grace over your life on every single end. God, we glorify you for their lives, God. We thank you for their lives, God. We thank you for your lives. Amen. And we thank you that you're consistently and constantly keeping them covered in the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer every single day of you guys' journey that you're going on today. Listen, our PSA for this morning is going to come from Daniel 3. I'm not going to say a familiar passage of scripture, but a very that passage of scripture has fell into our hearing before, and it speaks about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And there's a portion of that passage of scripture in Daniel 3, the whole entire passage of scripture. It's a really good read, but I'm not going to really I'm just going to dig into the portion of where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego has been brought before King Nebuchadnezzar. And when they're brought before King Nebuchadnezzar, they're given the option of worshiping a graven image that Nebuchadnezzar has placed into the center of the city. And he told him, as the music play, I want you to bow down, because this was the decree that was given to say, if you hear this, when you hear this music, all the sounds of the music, you need to bow and worship me when you hear this music. And Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, being men that chased after God's and they were believers in God. They were not idol worship. King Nebuchadnezzar with no uncertain terms, when he said that he wanted them to worship the graven image, they told him with no uncertain terms. They told him, they said that they would not worship a graven image. They said, oh, King, this is how the conversation went. He said, when you hear the music, he said, I want you to bow and I want you to worship the graven image. And he said, oh, King, we are not careful in how we answer you. In other words, we ain't careful how we ain't finna cross words with you. We ain't finna bite our tongue. We ain't finna pull back. We ain't finna let down. We ain't finna give you no accolades. We ain't finna give you no brownie points. We're not even finna sit up here, and we're not even trying to cover how we feel about this thing. Watch this here. He says, we're not careful in how we answer you. If the God that we serve don't deliver us, don't mean that he can't. Now listen, as this conversation goes on, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as this conversation goes on, it tends to irritate King Nebuchadnezzar. When King Nebuchadnezzar became angry, he said something that was very, very, very unusual. He said, if you won't worship my graven image, he said, I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace. Now, this was the decree. If those of you all who did not worship the graven image, he said, they got thrown into the fiery furnace. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was going to be made an example out of, because they said they weren't going to worship a God, this graven image that he put up, this God, this gold case God that he put up. Now, watch what happens. A very, very strange thing happened. As he sat up there, he told me, he said, now I want you to crank up the fire seven times hotter. Now, when he cranked up the fire seven times hotter, he said, now you take them and I want you to throw them into the fiery furnace. Now, the crazy part about this is that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as they were being carried into the fiery furnace, the men had on all of their gear, covering themselves, getting ready to go into the fiery furnace. Now, as they were getting ready to enter into the fiery furnace, all the men that were carrying them into the fiery furnace, the fire consumed them. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego still winded up into the fire. Oh, Lord, I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego still winded up inside of the fire. Even though, listen to the words that's coming out of my mouth, even though the men that were carrying them into the fire had died, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego ended up inside the fire. Now, if everybody around you just didn't die, around you that was trying to carry you into this thing, the folk that was trying to put you into this thing had died, this was your opportunity to escape. No, let me help you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because the king had to make an example, he wanted their God to make an example. Come on here. Yeah. See, sometimes God will allow us to be in a place that will kill everybody else. Because it was sent by somebody to try to kill us. He said, I'm going to, they want to make an example out of this stuff, I'm going to show them. I'm going to take their stuff and make it work. Oh, Lord, that's when that scripture come in, that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. Watch this here. The fire was there, burning hot fire, a fire seven times hotter than normal, and these boys went inside the fire. Everybody dead that's around them that was carrying them in, and they ended up inside the fire. Now, Nebuchadnezzar got a little nervous because the men didn't come back. He said, wait a minute, hold on. He said, let me sit up on the edge of this pier, and let me look down into the fiery furnace. And so he called one of his men. He said, come here. He said, did we not put three men in the fire? He said, yeah, can we put three of them? He said, do you see a fourth man in the fire? And they said, yeah, King, I see a fourth man. And so he said up there, you got to realize that when you're going through your test and you stand firm on your conviction and know who you are in God and don't take down because you know that it is in him, in him you live, it's in him you breathe, it's in him you have your being. When you stand in God, you got to know that you know that you know in your knowing of your knowing of your knowing of your knowing of your knowing that God has already got your stuff under control. He got your, oh Lord, he's working that thing out for your good. His hand is on your life. He is moving by his power and he is moving by his strength. He is showing himself strong and he's showing himself mighty. He is working that thing on your behalf. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Don't let that enemy, don't let your situation, don't let your circumstance, don't let the people try to make you fall, bend, and give up. Don't let nobody make you compromise your relationship with God. Come on here, let me help you to your happy place, because I'm going to sit down. I'm going to turn this thing off. I'm gonna, we're going to go back into we're going to go back into the broadcast. But don't allow nobody. When I say nobody, I mean nobody. I don't care who it is. Friends, family, frenemies, husband, wife, cousin, nephew, best friend. Don't let nobody turn your relationship with the God that you serve. Because watch this here. At the end of the day, when everybody didn't die off, come here, let me talk to you. He'll be the one that's in the fire with you. Come on here. High five two or three people around. I know we not in church, but just high five your neighbor, and tell your neighbor when everybody else died around you, God was still in the fire with you. Yeah. Because see, you got some folk that God said, I'm gonna let this fire burn them off your life. I got come here, let me preach you to the place where you need to be. I'm gonna burn some jokers off your life. I'm gonna burn some negativity off your life. I'm just gonna burn some folk that don't belong in your life. I'm supposed to burn. Come here. I'm supposed to burn some stuff up. Burn, baby, burn. Come on. God will set that thing up so to the point to where he will ignite your life and he will cause all the stuff that what the enemy thought was going to kill you will be the very thing to make you shout. Good God from lying. That thing, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the fire, when they looked at saw the 12 men, they were dancing around in the fire. Come here, let me help you real quick. Some folk that's going to be in your life that think that this thing was meant to kill you would be the praise break. Yeah. That'd be the praise break that you need to just go ahead on and start praising God in the midst of all the hell that you see, because he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. He has his hand on you. Don't worry. Don't fret. Don't lose heart. Get your praise in your fire. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Listen, you guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you.
If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight. But he's been good to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself.
You need a healing. If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Come on, scream his name into the nation. Respond, somebody. Shout the name, Jesus. Oh, 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 there is power in the name of Jesus. Woo! There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Let's say it together. There is power.
There is power.
Come on. We know what the power is. Shout, there is power.
There is power.
Break every chain, break every. Somebody put your hands in the air right here. Let's do it together.
There's an army rising up.
Come on, kingdom of God, shout. There's an army.
There's an army rising up.
And we won't keep silent. Say, there's an army.
There's an army.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just excited about what God is doing in this time and in this hour. We just came out of our Thanksgiving on yesterday, and I know that some of us still have some family members and friends that are still there. We just want to tell you guys, we love you guys so much. And remember that, you know, sometimes we forget the importance of how important family is, We take for granted that time that we have to spend with each other. And I had a Facebook post that hit my feed, and it said that life is like a vapor. He said, life is like a vapor. That's the scripture. He said, life is like a vapor. And when he said life is like a vapor, and right behind it, he said, that's the reason why we need to spend as much time with our family as we possibly can. You know, this is the season that we're in right now to where we have to lay aside our differences, lay aside our conflicts, lay aside our issues with one another, lay aside the things that that past stuff. You know, we you know, some of the stuff that we dealing with, some of the stuff that we carry, we still carry from when we were kids. You know, stuff that we carry, we still carry since we were, you know, little girls and little boys. You know, and we in our 40s, we in our 50s. You know, and we still carrying weight or carrying anger or hurt or disappointment or let down from where we were children. And now, don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted now. Don't get it twisted. Don't become the user, or don't become the abuser of that place that person is in. Don't become the user or the abuser of that place. Now, let me bless you to your blessed place. Let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny real quick. Just hop on there and ride the ride with me real quick. We can't let where we are or what we have going on with our life be the reason why we don't move forward in life. I'm going to say that again. We can't let the situation that we're in be the reason why we don't move forward in life. Because a lot of times what we'll wind up doing is we'll let the past be the conduit, if you would, that keeps us from seeing what God wants us to see and comprehend what God wants us to comprehend. We'll stumble, fall, and lose fight, and lose our strength, and lose our hope, and lose our drive because we're still allowing the past hurt and pain keep us from moving forward. And let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your best place. Sometimes God will give us an assignment that we have to deal with that individual person. Let me help you to your happy place. That you have to deal with that person that, watch this here, quote unquote, that we have beef with. And because we're so upset and we're so angry and we're so agitated and we're so bogged down with what we got going on in our life at the present moment and at the present time, we missed the mark. Amen. We missed the mark. We missed that opportunity. We missed that chance. We missed that window that God has placed for us to get that assignment done, and we'll sit back and we'll be agitated and upset, and we're still carrying around that grief and that hurt. And God kept an assignment with us, but because of all the grief and hurt, we'll never see the assignment. I'm gonna let that marinate on you for a minute. Because some of y'all in the room with them, so come here, let me talk to you. This is just us talking. Don't show no facial expression when I say this. Don't show no facial expression, because your facial expression give you away. Your facial expression give you away. Don't show no facial expression, you know, just sit and chill and just listen to the words that's coming out of my mouth. See, if you go head on and complete the assignment, God will heal the relationship. Mm-hmm. If you go ahead on and say what you need to say to them right there while they're there, while you got it. You can fix it. You can make it okay. Now, listen to me. I'm not telling you after you get through telling them that y'all become besties, y'all start hanging out, y'all start going to get coffee together and all that stuff. That's not what I'm saying. Because, see, it's a healing process. Oh, God, help me. Help me help them right quick. It's a healing process. Healing does not come overnight. It's a healing process. It takes healing. Healing takes time. Even after those of you all who have had surgery, you had surgery, the doctor will tell you it takes at least 3 to 6 months for your body to completely recover from surgery. You don't just come out of surgery and 2 or 3 weeks later you dun dun dun, dun, I'm back in it. No. Your body has to adjust to the fact that it's come on here, preacher. Your body has to adjust to the fact that it's been open. Because you're God Almighty. See, the trauma and the shock of being cut open. A lot of times when you do surgery, some surgeries are local anesthesia. Some surgeries they have to put you completely under, and when your body is completely under, you're under, and your body's being cut on. You got nerves that's being cut. You got skin. You got muscles that's being moved. You got if you have a heart problem, heart stems and things put in, they're cracking your chest open, so they're breaking bones, and they're sitting there, and they gotta mend your chest back together, and a lot of times when your heart is inside your chest, listen to me, when they first put your heart in your chest, your heart is swollen, so they leave you open, so you're open for a couple of days. That's why you're still unconscious, because it gives your body time to go back to normal. So when you get to that place to where the healing process starts. Because the cut done been put into you. You done been cut, you done been opened, you done been exposed. All the emotions that's been exposed. You could deal with it now more effectively. Because the emotions and everything been exposed. Everything is out in the open now. You can see better now because it's out in the open. But that doesn't mean that the journey is over yet. It's the starting of the process, though. Healing, oh God, healing is a process. Healing is a process. Trust me and believe and know that healing is a process. How you know? Well, let me help you real quick. Pastor Douglas had to go through that too. I had to go through a healing process. Apostle Douglas had to go through a healing process. Can I be honest with you? Can I help you? Let me help you to your best place. There are still some things that God is healing me through even now. So I'm still in my process. So I can't allow a condition. I can't allow a situation. I can't allow a circumstance. I can't allow an emotion. Watch this here. Get tangled up in the process. That's the reason why I tell people that when you see people are, and let me help you. This is not an excuse. I'm going to bless you to your blessed place. This is not an excuse. But this is something to be aware of. This is not an excuse. This is something to be aware of. See, each person that's in the process of healing. You get your healing. You're in the process of healing. That means that you're operating and you're moving. You're not just sitting still. Even those who had surgery, after a certain period of time, you got to get up and you got to move around. You got, come on, preacher, preach then. You got to move around. You got to start getting into the flow of things. You got to get into your emotions. You got to get into that place to where you're going and doing what needs to be done. You got to get up and you got to walk around. Those of you all that had knee surgeries, you can't just sit up and just let that knee just sit there. You got to get up and move around. The people who had the heart surgery, the open heart surgery, and after they got the, they closed your chest, after your heart then shrunk back down to the normal size, they take it and they close your chest up. After they get your chest closed up and you get that place where you can kind of see where that scar is kind of healing it, you start to get around, you start to move around, you start walking around. You got to get back into the flow of things. See, process causes, come on, man, preach. Process means you're moving. Good God from Zion. Process means you're moving. Process does not mean that you're sitting still, you're sitting idle. Process means that you're moving. You got activities. You got assignments. You got things you need to be doing. You have an itinerary that God has set up for you to do, and you got to keep on moving. So now that you have the instructions of how to move forward in a thing, because the thing that comes in your life, the thing that comes to your life, the thing that comes to bombard your life, you have to be prepared for. You have to be prepared for. You can't allow the thing that you see. See, the thing that is seen is temporary, but the thing that is unseen is eternal. You can't let that thing that's in front of you keep you from moving to that next dimension, move to that next level, move to that next mindset, move to that next shift, move to that next movement in God. The process, the surgery was designed to remove that thing out of you that needed to be removed out of you. And now that it's been removed out of you, you have to move forward and you have to leave the old stuff behind. You can't carry that into your next shift. You can't carry that into your next season. You can't carry that into your next season. I don't know who I'm helping this morning, but I'm helping somebody this morning. You cannot move with this stuff in your next season. As a matter of fact, if truth be told, good God from Zion, if truth be told, you can't even move. You can't even move out of the season you're in without leaving the stuff that's in this season alone. Because you're carrying an unnecessary weight. Lay aside every weight that so easily besets you. Lay aside every weight. And then it says, and the sin. So there's a weight. And the sin that's connected to the weight, it's a sin to carry an unnecessary weight. And the sin, you say, lay aside every weight in the sin that so easily besets you. Because if you carry the unnecessary weight, you fall into sin. And when you fall into sin, watch this shit, you're back in a sinful state. Some of this stuff that made you sin for too long. Time to get up and to walk away and say, okay, I've had enough. Today is a good day for me to park that thing right there and say, you know what? You could have that. I'm done with that one right now. I'm done with that one right now. I don't want to carry this one no more. I'm full. I'm tired, and I just don't want to carry this one no more. You know, I'm done. I'm literally mentally, physically, and emotionally, I'm done. I've had enough. Even if I wanted to carry it, listen to the word. Even if I wanted to carry it, I couldn't carry it because I got too much other stuff that I need to be focused on. And see, when we get to that place in our heart and in our mind, to where we start saying, I can't carry that because I'm carrying the load that God had assigned for me to carry. I got this on my shoulder. I got this on my back. I got this on my mind. I'm carrying this, but I ain't finna trip because I'm carrying what God said for me to carry. I ain't worried about it no more. It is what it is. In this life, it is what it is. In this life right here, let me tell you something. In this, you have only the one life. You have only the one life. Let me tell you something. You don't have one life. Live the life that God has designed for you to live. Don't allow people. Don't allow snakes. Don't allow the naysayers. Don't allow the craziness, the foolishness, the stupidity of others, people's opinion about you, how they feel, think, act, and react. Don't let that get to you, because you're carrying something in your heart and in your mind that you're saying to yourself, God, if God be for me, who can be against me? And if you're carrying that in your mind, you can make it through to the next side, to the other side. It's just that simple. You keep holding on until God moves and shifts some things, not only just around in your life, but he shifts some things around for your life. And the more you move, watch this here, the more you move, the further you get away from the stuff that you're dealing with. That's one of the most important things about getting to the place where you need to get at when it comes to the assignment of what you need to do. Do your assignment and move. Don't do your non-assignment and then just sit there. Because if you do your assignment and just sit there, what you did, oh my God, help me right here. What you do then is you give room to the devil. And when you give room to the devil, trust me and believe me, he gonna play. He plays games. He likes to play games. He likes to play games. He likes to. That's what he do. He do that for a living. That's his finest hour. That's his finest hour. That's, come here. Let me talk to you. Let me be the words that you need to hear this morning. Let me be the strength that you need to hear this morning. He likes games. And watch this here. The more he play the game. The better he got. And the better he got at the game, the more tricks he learned, the more people he fooled, the stronger he got, the more tricks he had, the more people he fooled, the stronger he got. Let me help you. Do you see the process? Don't be one of the ones that he didn't play the game with and tricks you, so he can get more strength. And the book of Revelation, I mean, in the book of Genesis, he started out as a snake. In the book of Revelation, he a dragon. That means somebody been feeding that booger. Don't be the one that feeds into what the devil has this foolishness set up with. Because the more you feed it, the bigger it gets. I preached a message some years ago. Stop feeding your fear and feed your faith. Stop feeding your fear and feed your faith. Because if you feed your, oh my God, if you feed fear, let me tell you what fear does. Fear Fear will cause you to have all types of anxieties. There is a fear called agoraphobia. Agoraphobia. Agoraphobia is the fear of going outside. Because you are afraid that something is going to happen to you if you step out the door. Can you imagine a life lived like that, being so afraid to walk out your own front door? Being so afraid to step. Listen, that's what the enemy feeds on. He feeds on our fear. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we shared that this morning. If Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have been afraid today, they would have got burnt up in the fire because of fear. But because they had their mindset that I'm not going to let this situation keep me from praising and worshiping my God, I'm just going to get on and go and go through it. Now, remember the story went that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were being taken into the fire, and everybody around them died except for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but they still winded up in the fire. They went from face to face and from glory to glory. Just that quick. Because when you stand in faith, God will work in your faith. Have faith enough to go get on and just deal with the situation. Talk to them. Let them know where you stand at. Deal with your past hurt. And have the faith in yourself to keep on moving and walk on out of it. Because all things work together. God shared with me that word. That word, when you look at that word, you get that word together. When you look at it, it's a word, it's a translated word. And when you translate that word and you look at it, it has a word that's attached to it called symmetry. That means that word symmetry, all things work together. That word symmetry means that everything, even the bad and the good, gonna work for your good. Them talking about you running your name through the mud is going to work for your good. He going to take them running and run. He going to take them cursing you out and calling you out your name. They're going to make that work for your good. He'll bring that thing to submission, not just in your life, not just on your life, but over your life. And that's a guaranteed promise. I'm Pastor Donnell Douglas. No, I'm Apostle Donnell Douglas, and I approve this message. He will make that thing work for your good. I promise you. It may not seem like it right now, because the tears, let me tell you how intense the tears are. The tears are intense. They're intense. When I say the tears are intense, they are intense. The tears are intense too, because you feel it. You feel it. You feel that thing, and it feels like it's just bubbling up on the inside of you. It's intense. But God has a plan for your life. Only thing you got to do is just move in it, walk in it, stand in it, believe in it, hold on to it, because He says that I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil, to bring you to your expected end. His end don't always look like our end, because we're looking for it to come in a certain way. But can I help you today? Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny right quick. It ain't supposed to look like the end that you want. Because our end is limited. His end is unlimited. Come on here. I know I just made somebody shout right there. That was that's the reason why He said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. That's why I think in the generation. Come on here. God thinks generational. That good God from Zion. God thinks generational about us. He thinks about our children's children and children's children. I told man, listen, God's word says like this. He says one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. He thinks 1,000 years ahead of us. We think for the next day. That's the reason why it's so important for us. That somebody said something to me some years ago. He said, man, he said, listen, he said, think about where you want to be at in the next 5 years. I said, man, I said, that's a long time from now. He said, exactly. He said, if you ever get to that point to where you can think where you want to be at in the next 5 years, and see in the next 5 years, you don't want to be dealing with no situation. You don't want to be dealing with people. You don't want to be dealing with circumstances. In the next 5 years, you want to be somebody totally different. Gather your mind together today, people of God. Put that stuff on the back burner. Deal with it while they're there. Talk to them. Let them know. You know what? This thing hurt me way back when. But I want to go ahead on. I want to put this out there. And if they accept it, they accept it. If they don't, they don't. But you need to release it off your life. I already released it. No. You could tell me you released it all you want to, but you still got the signs of it. You could tell how you act toward people. You could tell how you respond in situations. You could tell how you bounce back when people talk to you. You still dealing with it. Let that thing go. Give it to them. Hey, listen, you hurt me way back when. This is a childhood hurt. We need to deal with it right now. We're going to get on and tell you how I feel about it. And then, you know what? We're going to hug. We're going to tell each other we love each other. And we're going to go on about business. Because I'm not going to sit up here and I'm not going to let this thing bombard my life. Because you have to let the enemy know that you ain't playing no more. And walk your life out. You start moving. Because that's the reason why you've been entangled in a place that you've been in for as long as you've been in. Because it should have been a place of a release. But instead of a place of release, it's a place of torment. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll be right back. You listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
It's my friend. Miss Faith Evans, y'all, please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
For those that
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, we're going to go into our Overcomer Scripture and into our Overcomer's Prayer on this morning. And our Overcomer Scripture is coming from Romans 10 and 9, Romans 10 and 9. And Romans 10 and 9 reads as thus, it says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. You will be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Now, the beautiful thing about this is all it takes is a confession. Come on here. All it takes is a confession. Only thing you have to do is just open up your mouth and confess and say, listen, I believe. Mm-hmm. Just believe, just believe, just believe, just believe that the Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask and think. Only thing we have to do is just trust in him, and he will direct our path. He will make a way out of nowhere. He'll bring us into the place where we need to be. Only thing we have to do is just trust in him and in him alone, and he will do. Come on here. Let me preach you to your happy place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny real quick. Trust and believe and confess and say, God, I'm here. I want you to do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in my life. I want you to do what you said you're going to do. I want you to show up like you said you're going to show up. I want you to wipe away the tears like you said you're going to wipe away my tears. I want you to strengthen me like you say you're going to strengthen me. Here I am. Because watch this here. Let me help you to your best place. The enemy's desire is to keep you captivated and keep you locked up and imprisoned by all of the stuff that's going on around you. But see, God has already set up a way of escape. He says there's no temptation known unto man that God has not made an escape for. So here's your escape. Boom. Right here, Romans 10:9 tell us that this is your way of escape. This is your escape right here. You know, this is your out. This is your way out of all of that you're going through, all of the trials and tribulations and stuff that you can't handle by yourself. This is your way of escape. So this morning we're gonna do just something real simple. We're gonna do a confession. Come on here. We're gonna confess some things. We're gonna decree some things over your life. And watch this. The only thing you have to do is just be in a brand recipient position. Receive from the Lord. Receive from the Lord. Stay in a position of receiving right there, right in this area right here. Just go ahead on and receive from the Lord real quick. Come on, let's do this. And just lift up your hands, lift up your hearts, lift up your minds, and just lift it up to the Lord this morning. Now watch this. It's real simple. It's not complicated at all. Just receive him. Just receive him. Okay, here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those that's under the sound of my voice on this morning. Father, our prayer is a corporate prayer this morning, God, is that you would touch the minds and the hearts, God, of those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, God. Move by your power and by your strength. God, we pray, the place that they are being captive at right now, God, the place where the enemy has them locked up and locked down this morning, God, we pray, pray, God, that you would break every shackle and every chain off that life, God. We call on your mighty name, God, because we know that you're not just able, Father, but you're well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think. You have the power in your hand to do what you do best, God, and that is be God and be big in their life. God, now, we as they sit now, God, I ask them to lift their hands. God, and as they lift their hands, as they lift their hands in this atmosphere right here, God, I pray this declaration over their life right now, that they believe in their hearts, they confess with their mouth, God, that Jesus is Lord. They believe in their hearts and they confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord, and they are now saved. God, they are now safe in the arms. They are safe in your shelter. They are safe in the company of you right now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. We thank you so much for being so obedient this morning to receive that on this morning. Those of you all who are now walking into the fullness of joy, the fullness of who God is, we have some keys that we want to share with you real quick. We got three really, really, really good keys we want to share with you. Get you a really good Bible. Get you a really good Bible. This is, and get you a Bible. That the reason why I'm telling you to get you a Bible is because now the overcomer, now you got to get your tools, your weapons are your warfare, and then weapons are your warfare is your Bible. Get you a really good Bible and start reading your word and start putting the word on the enemy. Every time he come with you with some foolishness, you throw that word on top of him. Every time he come at you with that stuff, that old craziness, you throw that word on him. You learn that word. You get that word become life, and the word becomes strength. The next thing you need to do is get yourself into a nice, good, you get you into a church that's preaching the gospel, preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, we are the pastors, co-pastor and myself, we are the pastors of the Abba House International. We want you to visit our site. We want you to come and visit our site. We believe that in preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ, and we believe that God is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. We believe that he is able to do exceedingly abundant above all we can ask and think. God is God, and he is a bad man, and we believe that. But watch this here. We want you to visit the sites, but we also want you to come live. The Abba House. We come on viral. You guys can go in and like the Abba House Facebook page. You go in, you click on there, and you can friend us, and we'll be glad to have you guys a part of the Abba House International and just be a part of what God is doing in this hour and in this time right now. And he is doing some great things right now. And we thank God for that opportunity, for him doing those great things in our life. And we appreciate him so much for doing that. Amen. Listen, we have the Abba House International that we are pastors of, and we want you to visit those. There's other churches. We do a Bible service. Our services are Tuesdays at 7:15 for Bible study and Sundays at 10:15 for Sunday morning service. Okay. Now y'all can come and visit us on those days on the Bible service. And we also have intercessory prayer on Mondays at 6 p.m. Mondays at 6 p.m. Yes. So we want you to be a part of those intercessory days that we have, the intercessory prayer, the Monday, the Tuesday Bible study, and the Sunday morning service. All of those days we be on live, and on you guys can click in and join in for the conversation on those days. Also, guys, get you a really good Bible, and make sure that person life that you are following after when you go to that church, that life line up with what the word is saying. Help me right through here, Jesus. Help me right through here. Make sure that life is lined up with what is being said in their preaching and in their teaching. Amen. Let your light so shine that you need to be able to see their light. You need to be able to see their light. Amen. Amen. Thank you guys so very much. We will appreciate you so very much. We thank you for being a part of our broadcast this morning. Remember, Core Gifted Gifts, those of you all who are looking for a that perfect gift today, you can contact her by going to CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. You can also call at 346-381-8751. You can call that number and get in contact with her on that number as well. You can text her the number as well. She has a sale going on at 2 for $7 and a 3 for $10. And she also has a gift basket that she's doing right now for the holidays. She's doing a gift basket, and the gift basket is $25. Those of you all who would like to sew into that and be a part of that, please make sure you get in contact with her through those two ways of contact: the email and the telephone number. The email again is CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. The number is 346-381-8751. You can get in contact with her on those numbers and on that email as well, and just give her a call to let her know that you guys are interested in getting those Cora Gift to Gift Bath Bombs. Also, guys, if you are interested in sewing into the broadcast, please feel free to sew today into the broadcast. When you sew, you can go to either one of the two Cash Apps that set up. We have the Abba House Cash App, the $ the Abba House, and then we have $ WGC. I said WGC 2020, WGC 2020. You could go and contact them as well to sow into the broadcast and sow into the ministry here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Also, guys, we have a blanket drive, the blanket drive that we're doing. If you guys are interested in doing the blanket drive, please contact us through either the Facebook page of the Abba House or the Facebook page of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You could contact us through there. And if you guys are just want to sow a seed, you can go to those Cash App areas and sow a seed as well for the blanket drive. Amen. We're just excited about what God is doing in this time and in this hour, and he is moving by his power and by his strength. We're just excited that God has a plan set up and orchestrated for the lives of those who are a part of us, connected to us. Let us be a part of your day. We thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day and doing what he does best, and that is be God and be big in our life. Listen, we love you so much. We love you so much. We thank you for being a continual supporter of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And those of you all who are supporting the Abba House, we thank you for supporting the Abba House as well. Remember, guys, have a fantastic day, and know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. The only thing we have to do is trust him, and he will do what he does best, and that is be God and be big in our life. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord, and we will see you guys on Monday.